Well, Jessica has gone off to actually get her hands cleaned once again. She's going to join us after doing some bread on dough kneading. He's just coming back now. And we're with a gentleman whom we normally speak to at the Nottinghamshire County Show. And certainly every year at the Lincolnshire County Show, he is a fixture. He is the ace guru, the legend that is Neil Curtis. Neil, how are you?
Fine, and you? Nice to be here.
Our first ever Countryside Links, because it's the first one.
It is, and it'll be interesting how it goes on. And it's a way of, sort of, I think it's an excellent idea to educate youngsters and children about food and where it comes from.
Now, we've got two groups today, actually. We've got the Royce family, who are just up at the other end dealing with ice cream, with Dylan and Sue and Bridget, of course. A little wave there. It's marvellous on camera. And here, of course, we have Jessica and Emma, who are relatively newcomers to the on-location reporting scene. Although, it's fair to say, Jessica, you did come from a farm in New Zealand.
I did, yes. We only had, like, 60 sheep, and we had, obviously, other various animals, and it was a great experience. And I just love the whole farm culture. Still deep in my blood, so.
And of course, we've got Emma Tinson, Surrey Gael extraordinaire. Emma, questions for Neil, because as I say, Curtis, obviously, as a vegetarian, perhaps you're not going to go too far down the line for this, but let's go anyway.
Yeah, so I was wondering, where do you get your meat? Is it like locally sourced stuff?
Yes, most of the pork we buy in whole pigs has come from a local farmer at Bardney. Obviously do buy in extra bits and pieces to supplement our requirements. And, you know, we're here today making sausages, because the famous Lincolnshire sausage, as well as, on the wearing other hat, the bakery side, we're doing biscuit decorating.
I'm very
so
impressed.
The vegetarians.
Exactly, yes. Something for everybody.
Yeah. Much more up my street, I think, with the biscuits.
Jessica.
And how popular are your Lincolnshire sausages then in Lincolnshire itself? Or do you branch out quite a lot? In England?
Well, predominantly in Lincolnshire. We were founded about 1828 in Lincoln itself. We now have 22 shops throughout the county and a little bit beyond. And obviously our sausages are available through those and a number of wholesale outlets in the county as well as online. So, you know, you can get them here, there, everywhere. And we do have people come along who used to live in Lincolnshire, moved out of the county and come back and want the real taste of Lincolnshire. Our sausages, hayslip, pork pies, plum bread and things they miss when they move out the county. And we sell, you know, sell that online.
One of the questions I've always wanted to ask you, Neil, and I think it's right, and we've known each other for a few years now, I think I can put it to you straight away. I love, obviously, all the products that you actually put together, and particularly the North Highcombe Curtis, which I think is very good. But tuna fish in buns, where did you decide to diversify into tuna fish? Just a thought.
Well, tuna is obviously an alternative to the meat, and also it is a fairly popular dish in sandwiches and filled rolls, so we do that. We also do a prawn one. And we have done a seafood one as well. So we do a mixture, right, to suit all tastes.
I was just teasing with that sort of idea. Fantastic as ever. So the season, obviously, I suppose you could say that it ever really ends here, but would you say this is now going to serve as a curtain raiser to the whole sort of show season, in a way of trying out things before we go to the Nottinghamshire County Show and so on?
Yeah, I suppose it is. Obviously, the first one normally to us, in fact, was before that, was a llama event up in January. But unfortunately, that's moved down now to Peterborough. So that was the first one of the year. But obviously, this is the first one for us. It just gets into the routine and how to set things up and where things are located. And obviously the next one for us will be the New York Show or Nottinghamshire County Show in May, and then followed by the Lincolnshire Show,
which of course is on the 24th and 25th of June this year. And we look forward to obviously more fantastic cuts of meat. Presumably you'll be in the usual place?
Yes, you'll be in the usual place at Lincolnshire Show. The New York Show we've moved will be in the centre. There's doing whole food court, and we'll be in the food court rather than our annex.
There are lots of changes that are taking place within the Nottinghamshire Show. Some are being greeted with joy, others less so, but obviously we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. Just hope the weather can be good and look forward to a great event.
Brilliant. Neil, as ever, a fantastic delight connecting with your good self. Name check for your biscuit maker and so those who's busily working there with biscuit designs and so on.
That's my sister.
No. Yeah. Would you like to formally introduce us then? Yes. Let's sort of go over there and actually we'll work our way through this whole system. She's obviously sort of getting this unexpected routine. Interesting, the finest love of a great British banger that's actually there. Sausages being moved.
Just kept the sausage.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, so Neil, would you like to formally introduce this fantastic
sister,
song?
Anne.
Hello.
Anne, good to connect with your good self. What's Neil been like growing up with as a sibling?
All right, most of the time. We have, you know, sibling rivalry sometimes, but... We get on.
He does the sausages, you do the biscuits. Fantastic. Jessica, questions for Anne.
Oh, can you just tell us what you're up to here right now?
Well, this is new for me, actually. I mean, I do this at work, obviously, and I've just thought, well, I've been the artist out in the kids with the biscuits, you know, to have a go with the icing and do a fancy pattern or just put the names on, stick a few things on, just have a go.
That's fantastic. Is it something that the kids generally want to get, like, really hands-on with?
Probably want to get dirty. Probably will end up getting dirty.
So I remember, I think I probably, maybe apart from Neil, and maybe just yourself, it's all us to remember the Generation Game, where actually the sort of way in which you put the icing on using these kind of funnel effects was quite extraordinary.
It looked, I'd love to have had a go on that when I saw them coming up for piping. I thought I knew how
piping,
to do it.
Exactly.
I thought, oh.
So what is the secret behind good piping there?
Probably been organised and keeping clean, actually, and try and just do it slowly.
Any particular designs that you've got? I mean, obviously, we're looking very much at egg shapes and little baby chicks and so on.
With it being Easter, we thought, you know, keep on, do a bit on the Easter line. But I've also got some of the farmyard animals, probably, not all of them, but a few, just for rabbits and squirrels about and sheep.
Can't have enough rabbits, squirrels or sheep. Jessica, any final thoughts?
I'm just looking at the array of biscuits here and it looks fantastic. And what kind of flavours do you have here?
Well, there's really no flavour with them. It's just like a shortbread, or we've got the ginger biscuits. That's the two flavours in the biscuits, just plain fairly. And then the ice, royal icing is just icing with no flavourings in them. So.
Did you want to have a go?
I'd love
go,
to.
Go, Jessica, go on.
Well, here, you might as well have a go.
She's been kneading dough,
well,
so she's got that sort of thing.
All...
You get to take it home when you eat it, or eat it now.
Okay, so would you like to just talk her through what she's going to be doing for the benefit of the horses?
Basically, first, if you'd like to pick what biscuit you'd like. Oh, your hand's clean, actually.
Yes.
Well, it's you that's eating the biscuit anyway, so so you pick what biscuit we've got. We've got the chick. The egg-shaped squirrel, that's a sheep's face, rabbit, and there's another shaped rabbit there. Do you want shortbread?
It's providing
ginger?
The red, the board here, and Jessica's going to go for the choice.
And just and go for a shortbread egg.
Yeah, significant choice there, I think. Jessica's gone for the shortbread.
Appropriate for Easter, I think. Yeah, so
we're at the moment, because these are the tools I use. I did try and get the easy option with these, which I've never used before because it's cheating, really.
I would say it's simply changing the conditions of the thing to suit the clientele, basically.
Yeah, maybe they want warming up first. A bit hard, but choose what colours you'd like and think of a design that you want to put on it. Do you want to write your name? Do you want me to hold the bag and show you if I demonstrate first? I'll just do it on this one.
Whilst I hand over the microphone to Emma, keep a general sort of line on what's going on here. I'll get some photographs there.
Okay, fantastic. So we've got some different styles going on. We've got zigzag spots.
I mean,
you're
trying to think of what I want to do. You could stick chocolate sugar paste if you want to, and then it's easy. Just do a couple of zigzag like that, stick it on, and it's done.
Okay.
That's easy, but.
So what's your particular technique? Just going slowly and taking your time over
I think just lift, feel the squeezing out, going up. You've got control of it. Don't be scared of it. And you can just go along and do what you like. That's it. That's really good.
So, Jess, what kind of pattern are you going for here? Is there any particular style?
No, it's very random, actually.
You can do spots.
I'm just going to see what happens.
You can just squeeze it. Lift up.
Oh, I'm going to swap colours. Oh, I'm going to go for some spots now. Let's do that.
Well, so far, Jess has got a nice pink stripe across the top, and now she's going for some blue spots. So very colourful.
It's actually harder than it looks.
Yeah, is it quite difficult? Have you got to keep a steady hand?
Yes, a very steady hand. And you've got to keep constant pressure while you're squeezing.
Sometimes,
squeezing
if you make
it out.
A mistake, you can always go like that.
Oh, clever.
Oh, your spots look amazing. You've had a lot of
I mean,
practice.
You could always, like, just stick. Are those on, little Smarty?
Yeah, we've got little Smarties coming out, all sorts of sweets and treats to put on top. So these biscuits are going to turn out fantastic, I think.
I think the icing is a little bit hard as well. It's been, you know, in the cold sort of thing. So, but you can make it as easy as you like, really.
bet Bridget would love this.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll come and have a go later. Oh, wow, we've got layering here.
We've got sugar different paste.
Oh, fantastic. And it says Happy Easter. So you're using prints as well to get designs out?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got some little mould things we can cut them out with, cutters that imprint. We've got the chick. Had these years, actually. I found them in the cupboard and I thought, oh, these might be a good idea to bring with me.
Well, they look fantastic. We've definitely got an Easter theme going on, so it's definitely very good.
Yeah, we've got a few animals as well. I thought I'd better bring them.
So are you enjoying your time at Countryside Links then?
Yes, yes, it's fabulous. Really enjoying it. I say it's the first time for me to be here, so I can do all sorts. It's fun.
Fantastic.
And get to eat it as well.
How's that going?
So inevitably, with that generation game theme going, I'll ask Neil, as one of our expert judges, how many marks out of 10 would you give Jessica for our first attempt
here? She's done very well, actually. I think a bit more practice, but I think nice, squidgy designs. Wavy there, got various colours which make it very colourful and looks very appealing. And now we're going for some little few smarters as well.
Oh, very good. I'm particularly interested in the sinusoidal wave pattern there, which obviously signifies the sound wave of Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting. It was nicely put together.
I think Jess is being very clever here, putting Smarties on top, trying to get as much sugar as possible in there.
She's cutting onto my plans.
It's very, so very good. Neil, it's been fantastic touching with you. Your sister's obviously already getting to work on the next range of things from that point of view.
I think this will be quite popular. It's different over the first event, you know, how it would go, but looking at the interest already straight away, it's this early, that I think it'll be more popular on the biscuit decorating than the sausage making, but we'll wait and see. It might be a competition between
myself
and sister.
Could be a battle, exactly.
Yes.
So final marks out of 10 for Jessica, what do you go for?
Oh, well, I think I'll have to go for an 8. It looks very picturesque.
Aww, I'll go for an 8 as well. There we are.
Thank you. That was great.
It's always wonderful when we have the sign RUTH, not as an acronym, but actually as something which says Ruth. And it is Ruth we're speaking to now. Ruth, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Ruth, you're here with Jim, and we see the sign which is soup making. And soup's always good, and it's good to settle the tummy and all sorts of things. But what's special about the soup you're going to be making for us today?
The soup we're making today is going to be full of Lincolnshire ingredients, which is always a good thing, and it's a very, very easy recipe to follow, so it's helping children to understand that they can make nutritious food with a little bit of adult intervention very quickly and very easily.
Well, so far Jessica's been busily kneading bread and making biscuits, so I think Emma will turn to you for this particular side of things.
Yeah,
soup.
Why not? I love soup. I love actually making my own soup because I think it's really healthy to get lots of different vegetables in and things like that, so it's really interesting.
Yes, we've got three workshops today. We're doing chicken and vegetable at the early one and the late one, and then in the middle one we're doing a vegan soup, so which is extremely tasty, catering for children that have a life choice of not eating meat.
Is it quite difficult to make vegan soups? Like, is there anything that goes into soup that isn't vegan friendly?
It's very important to purchase an excellent quality vegan stock, and if you purchase an excellent quality vegan stock, then you can't go wrong.
Fantastic, sounds amazing then.
We're putting Lincolnshire leeks, Lincolnshire potatoes in our vegan soup, and then, as I say, the stock around it will make it into something that's absolutely delicious. And the other soups that we're making are leek, chicken and potato, and carrot and potato and chicken soup as well.
Roughly how long does it actually take from ingredients on table to final finished consumable product for your average soup?
For somebody who is a connoisseur at making them, from peeling the first veg to putting it on the table to eating it, I would say 20 minutes. So it's a very healthy fast food.
That's exactly the point. I mean, 1,200 seconds, you can spend as long a time waiting in a fast food restaurant for that sort of a routine. So.
Absolutely. And the thing I like about soup is that you can actually use anything to make soup. So today, if people have had a Sunday lunch and there's leftover vegetables tomorrow, just put some stock on. We're going to talk to the children about prepared stock and ready-made stock. I think ready-made stock's probably one step too far for the younger children at this stage. Get some ready-made stock ready, put it in the blender, add your leftover vegetables. Ta-da!
That sounds fantastic. Is it quite important to you to use locally sourced vegetables and stuff like that?
It's extremely important. I feel, for taste, I think if it's taken the least fumal to get to our plate, there is an impact on flavour. And if things taste absolutely fantastic, then it's going to encourage children to want to eat it more, because they're going to understand the real flavours of what a carrot tastes like, what a leek tastes like, what a potato tastes like. But the other important thing is the children are actually going to be learning some basic knife and skills today, how to peel a potato, how to chop a leek, a carrot safely. We do have the opportunity to talk to the children about what it is to be safe in the kitchen. I'm not advocating that all children go home and attack their knife jar now. There has to be adult intervention.
It's like, glad you said that, really. fairly important from an health and safety perspective.
But it is about looking at adults and how they can actually learn with their children.
And a few name checks for Jim, who's obviously there busily sort of scoring on doors, etc. It's just fine if we can just grab... In fact, we'll move over to him, actually, from that point of view. Jim, share with us, how did you get involved with this whole thing? Because you look as though you've got the perfect thing here. You've got the cable extension coming through here. I mean, setting up is perfect. What is it about soup making that appeals to yourself?
Just like good wholesome food of any types, whether it be soups, whether it be main courses, anything that's made from scratch always tastes better.
I think it's fantastic, and I think it's really important what you're doing with the children as well, because soup is really fun and it's really healthy and it's just so practical and helps children to learn about health and safety as well.
Yeah. I agree with that. It's children in this day and age, they don't grow up making their own food as such, because a lot of parents don't have the time and use a lot of fast foods, and this just gives them an insight on how to make a good wholesome meal
and make it very quickly as well. Yes. Ruth and Jim, it's been fantastic touching base with your good self today. Are you looking forward to the first ever Countryside Links?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
And is there a website that people can find out more about your soup making business, etc.? Let's go back to Ruth for this particular one.
Yes, we have we're a company called Wooden Spoon and Whisk, and I go into schools teaching children how to basically make food, and soup is one of them. So if people would like to go to www.woodenspoonandwhisk.com, then they will find us.
So we've really pretty much done the full sort of range of lines that are actually there. We'll just get that web address sorted out again. It is, of course,
www.woodenspoonandwhisk.co.uk. My apologies.
There's no worries about that. It all works together, and I'm sure those wonderful sort of search engines would work it out in any case. I was just saying, we were about we've got your soup, we've had your cheese, we've had your sausages, we've had your biscuits, we've had your bread. Basically, that's your full kind of almost three, four course
lunch
meal,
sorted,
really.
Really? Lunch sorted.